Ben-Franklin Exchange Program is critical to keeping America and Europe together for the 21st century. Our young people don't know each other the way that they did in the past. The Europeans tend to study in Europe, and Americans often don't think of Europe as much as they did before. This is something we have to get beyond for the 21st century. I welcome programs that bring Americans and Europeans together. The younger generation of Europeans doesn't remember the fall of the Berlin Wall, neither does the younger generation of Americans. Secretary Rice asked us to put together a program that would bring together young people from the United States and Europe, and she completely supports this. Now, this first exchange was a pilot program. We hope to be able to build on this, and we'll see. But why young people? First of all, young people are the future. Secondly, young people don't remember the fall of the Berlin Wall and the Cold War. This is, to them, that's history. And we need them to get together to understand how Europe and America must work together for the common good in the future.
In the first place was very enriching. I mean, I've been to the United States once. I'd been to Florida when I was 8, so I don't really remember my experience there. But coming here in the first place, experiencing the American culture, which I had different opinions on before I came, conversing with the American people, and basically getting to know about different cultures from different nations around Europe and around Eurasia and in America.
You mentioned just now that there were certain ideas that you changed your mind about when you came here. Can you give me an example of a stereotype or an idea that changed?
Try not to be crude. Basically, I haven't really changed my ideas about, for example, the American government in massive ways, but I mean, I had ideas about the American people. I mean, a lot of people around the world stereotype the Americans as a very careless population. But in fact, getting to know the people here, and I mean, there are 10 Americans with us, and all of them are nothing like that stereotype. They're all very dedicated, they're all very hardworking, intelligent people. And I think that's basically what has changed about my opinions about the Americans, that they are very, very hardworking people in the end, and they deserve as much credit as we do as Europeans.
Your peer from Montana, you've been having discussions. What have you learned from this program about resolving differences? Because oftentimes they say that's kind of the key to success, is not just always getting along with people, but when you do have a difference, resolving it. So what have you learned maybe from this program that you can apply in a, you know, one-to-one situation yourself?
Always learn to listen. At the beginning, we used to argue constantly about everything from Iraq to, I don't know, the grass. But if you learn how to listen to people, if you learn how to sort of be open-minded to what they are trying to sort of say and put forward, I think that really helps, especially it develops communication immensely. I mean, I learned how to listen to him, I learned how to accept what he said and accept his opinion about the subject and try not to sort of make him feel as if he were this big. I think every single time. It's just a matter of accepting and listening, I think, and opening your mind to different opinions to your own.
So what do you think when you go back to Malta you can tell people about American culture and specifically about Montana, which you've learned?
Montana. But Montana, really and truly, it's just another state in America. It's just like every other state. I've learned a lot about the ways, they're very obsessed about music actually. From Aaron anyway, I know that people from Montana love music. They don't like the Canadians very much. And it's a beautiful state, apparently. I've never been, I do want to go, do want to visit. And it's basically an isolated paradise in the raging metropolis which America is becoming now.
Do you think that they should do this particular program again?
Definitely. I think it's a beautiful experience. It's a wonderful experience, something that I personally will never forget. And I'm sure it would be the same for other people who sort of decide to come to America and meet new people, meet the Americans, the Europeans, because it's not only the Americans that you have to form sort of new opinions on, it's the Europeans. I had different opinions about the Eastern Europeans. Western Europeans mainly think the same way, but I think it's definitely, yes, it should be done again.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Beyond the children, beyond the children, beyond the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start here.
What has really been helpful to you in your own career?
Specifically the blogging part, because that's the part where you really have to write some things down and make a story of it, and it has to be like consumable for other people, and then you have to really pay attention, like in the way you write things down, and if it's like easy to read and stuff. And
I'm sure you've been exposed while you're here to different cultural groups, different religious groups, different ethnic groups. What has impressed you the most, or what have you observed in this few weeks here on this program?
I'm from Western Europe, so I've noticed that like the difference between Western Eastern Europe and Eurasia is like a big difference, because I guess like Holland is quite independent from America, and that's not the case with the Eastern Europe European countries, because they're quite dependent of America with like financial support, I guess, and I guess they have like more they're more impressed by the things they see over here. And for me, I was impressed as well, but it's like less, because I'm used to the most of, because I live in a free country, no dictatorship or something, so, and that's like the big difference between me and the Eastern Europe countries, I guess.
What do you think is the most important element that you've observed in the past few weeks that helps people bridge those differences between cultures, not only between European and US, but also, you know, between the European countries as well?
Like a big help, of course, but it's obvious about the language, and because English is like a worldwide known language, so the difference weren't that great. Everybody speaks very good English, so that's easy to bridge the differences between East and West and America and Europe.
Our first question is about your experiences and the exchange hosts. What have you found in Rodney that has surprised you, impressed you, you know, kind of opened up new information about his country and his culture?
Well, the language obviously puts us to shame as Americans, because other countries almost all are at least bilingual with English and their own native tongue, and Americans don't tend to be bilingual. You know, a few people are, but most of us aren't. So I admire the kids that come in this program being able to speak English so well. And I think Rodney said it helped his English a lot to be able to come here and actually be in the culture and have to speak English to the other students, and then again with us and our southern accents, and be able to understand us, and his English is wonderful. And Rodney himself is just so easy to please and has been a delight to be in our family, because he's just so easygoing, and I almost worry that if there's something bothering him, he is so sweet he won't tell us and but he's been just fun. I hate to see him leave. So it's been great.
Can you describe one specific activity or an experience that you had while you were together that was interesting or fun?
We went to a wedding, an American wedding, and it was interesting hearing the differences between the weddings there, because most weddings here, a lot of them, tend to be in churches. So this was a church wedding, but it was a contemporary service. And so we had fun trying to explain to him what was typical in a traditional American wedding and what was unusual about this wedding, and then the reception afterwards. And he talked to us about weddings in Holland, that most people go to the town hall to get married. And so that was fun. He did more things with my children that I wasn't involved in.
What was your favorite part of this program out of all the aspects?
Of course, the trip to Washington, D.C. and to Philadelphia, because we had a chance to learn something more about history, about American history, about all these crucial parts of creating a new nation, an American nation. I really enjoyed the excursion to Independence Hall, and this visit to the hall where the Liberty Bell is, with Pennsylvania with an N. So I really enjoyed it.
What do you think in terms of the technology aspect, designing the blog and putting together your views on there? What has been something that you think you will follow up with when you go back to Poland?
Well, all this blog lesson, and we call it blog stuff in our team, it's been very interesting because it's typical for American political culture. It's very, very, very rare in Europe to see political blogs and to see very active people who write on these blogs, who post comments. So it was very, very, very interesting. So I enjoyed it, I really enjoyed it.
The next question is about Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin?
Yes, because I wanted to know what you learned about Benjamin Franklin that relates to this program specifically.
Well, all the things we've learned and this program quite correlated with Benjamin Franklin, with his life and all the things he did. So I was in the group, the resolution group, so I learned about more about resolution, about being resolute. So I learned very, 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 very many things about Benjamin Franklin and all these things related to Benjamin Franklin, to American history.
Come on, come on, come on. Why not give life a serious change? We must rearrange. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Now, the Ben Franklin Exchange Programs, and I want to thank Wake Forest University for its support. Ben Franklin Exchanges are a beginning to bring together high school students, get them used to each other directly so they know each other and not just react to the media stereotypes in both countries about Americans and about Europeans. There's plenty of that. This is a great program, and I'm proud to have supported it. I hope it can continue and grow.
I think this program was really, really useful for all of us, if I can say that. And I would thank him for doing the whole stuff, and I would encourage him to do more and more programs like this, because it really helps building transatlantic relationships. So I think it's really useful.
And can I ask you to also say same answer?
Azt hiszem, az, ami még hasznosabbá tehette volna ezt a programot, az talán az lett volna, hogyha még több országot hívunk meg, de így is 45 ország reprezentálta magát, és azt hiszem, ez igazán nagy siker, és úgy gondolom, hogy kellenek ilyen programok, mert ezek igazán nagyon hasznosak, és nagyon sokat lehet tanulni.
course, which concerns the survey, like creating the survey, the most important thing I learned, maybe it's like, it is very, very important to take into account people's attitudes. And it's very important to formulate your question in a very right fashion, because sometimes the basic question can be not insulting, but it can slide people towards particular answer, and the formulation of question can be must be really objective, so that people, they have really some opportunity to think of their answer and to give an objective answer to it. I mean, all possible responses should be taken into account, because people's attitudes toward this or that issue can be very different depending on which country they are from. So it's very important to take everything into account, all cultural backgrounds and all these sort of things.
How do you think what you've learned here will help you in that?
It will help me immensely, because actually I study international relations and I've just finished my first year at the university in Moscow, and here we also deal with transatlantic communication, international relations, but here we dealt more with the role of media, maybe the role of blogs, new approaches towards intercultural communication. It's not like on the government basis, but maybe this communication between people and how they can change these attitudes, how they can change like not the world, but the way they're, not the policy, but maybe their attitudes between the people through this blogosphere, for example. And I mean, it's more about the role of people and in formulating, not formulating the policy, but in formulating the attitudes and maybe breaking some stereotypes about cultures. Because when we went here, of course they had some stereotypes about the United States, but it turned out that not all of what I thought was like it here. It's a bit different, really.
Come on. Why not give life a serious change? We must come on.
From the perspective of her culture, you know, her teaching us, she was very open about her views as to what's going on in her country currently. And quite frankly, some of her opinions, you know, on that situation. But she's very bright and very knowledgeable about that whole geopolitical atmosphere, obviously in her country. And I think coming over to the United States gave her an opportunity to see how, you know, a democracy, if you will, in action is performing, but at a very local, basic, you know, individual level.
She came into our house. We have three dogs. She was leery about the dogs, and within an hour she was friendly with the dogs, getting to know us and getting to feel comfortable in the house, in our home, which is something we strive for, went very, very easily. So getting to know her, like her, and ultimately in a very short period of time getting to love her came very, very easy.
Europe is becoming whole, free, and at peace. And this is a Europe that extends past the old Cold War line to Central Europe, to Eastern Europe, and beyond. Europe goes pretty much as far east as the values of Europe extend. And it's important to get students from all of these countries, not just Western Europe, but not just Eastern Europe. We need to get all of the European students together. And I think the mix and the intellectual diversity is important and good for everyone.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We could go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Beyond the world, beyond the children, beyond.
Wow, less than 3 weeks ago, we looked at each other and nobody had a face yet, and nobody had a personality, and they were just there. So about 4 weeks ago, if you think back a little bit, you were thinking things like, my, what will they be like? Will I like them? Are they interesting people? Will they like me? I don't know what I'm getting into. What are we going to do? Are we going to learn anything? Are we going to do anything? Are we going to see anything? 3 weeks ago, this has all dramatically changed in 3 weeks. And I'm so in competition with that bus. I have bus stories we'll tell you, but I'm not going to do that. Some kids know I like to take headers into the windshield. But now, everybody here has a history and a face and a personality and some caring. And we're about ready to get to that part of this where it's a little bit sad because people leave. But my experience tells me across my life in institutes like this that these things go on and you stay friends sometimes for your entire life.
I think the most enriching part of the program was meeting a lot of people here about various countries. For example, I had a roommate from Tajikistan, and I didn't even know anything about Tajikistan before, except for varieties and that's all, I think. And I got to know a lot of things about the culture of different countries, and also we attended a lot of classes, and there I gained a lot of information.
Will you be staying in touch after the program ends?
I hope so, especially with email. That makes it so easy to be able to be in touch. In fact, the girl that we had from France, it was like 15 years ago that we had her. So she's like in her 30s now, and we still stay in touch with her. So it's really great. So we've enjoyed having him, and it's a wonderful experience for teenagers to be able to have the time together. So that's another reason I did it, so my children could spend time with him.
In fact, Europe and the United States are bound by common values and common interests. When we work together, there isn't anything we can't accomplish. In the first half of the 20th century, we were apart, and it brought catastrophe. In the second half of the 20th century, we were together, and we won the Cold War and advanced freedom and prosperity in the world. The 21st century, if we are together, can be a century of freedom. Not the American century, not the European century, but the century of a free world and free peoples.
Zsenik, szörnyetegek, életüket kockáztató bátor emberek, politikusok, tudósok, művészek, nagy felfedezések, háborúk, a hatalom bűvölete, a világot felforgató teóriák, maga a csodálatos múlt és a történelem. Minden, amit az ember alkotott és megpróbált elpusztítani. A világ. Felejthetetlen pillanatok a filmidőben, hétköznap esténként az M2-n.
Még nyomoznak.
Ez csak formalitás.
Még neked sincs jogod ahhoz, hogy a magánéletemben bánj.
Ehhez képest most az egész város azt teszi.
Szeretnélek elfelejteni.
És sikerül.
Maga megörült, vagy hülyének született? Maga szerint bele kéne kevernem egy gyilkossági ügybe a cégemet.
Senki nem tudja az igazat. Senki nem tudhatja meg.
Nem értelek el.
Én bíztam benned.
Olyan ez, mint egy rémálom.
Gyanú. A bűnügyi sorozat folytatódik pénteken este az M2-n.
Újra nyár, újra tengerpart, újra a plázs.
Elmész a francba.
Folytatódik a barátnők története, amely ezután sem lesz egyhangú.
Nem bolond vagyok, csak szerelmes.
Tetszel testestől lelkest.
Szerelmek és csalódások.
Egy barátnőt elárulni az komoly dolog.
Öröm és bánat.
Túl leszel rajta, más férfi is van.
Szerelmek Saint-Tropez-ban.
A barátság.
A francia sorozat szombat délelőtt az M2 műsorán.
Ő volna hát Mr. Patrick.
Igazán bájos kis teremtés.
Erdi. De hát ki ez? Mr. Preston. De nem akarok táncolni vele. És a virágja sem kell. Anya körül egyeskedett, aki mutatott is hajlandóságot, csak hogy később megismerte a leányt.
Lord Hollingford felkért egy tudományos expedícióra Afrikába.
Soká lesz távol?
2 évig.
Szeretném, ha más is tudna a feleségemről.
Roger, megkérte Cynthia a kezét.
Édesek és mostohák. A sorozat következő része szombaton este az M2-n.
5 évvel ezelőtt elkaptam egy többszörös gyilkost. Gondoltuk, felakasztják.
Itt lesz a vonat délre?
Itt, uram.
Frank Miller visszajön a déli vonattal. Itt ma háború lesz.
Menjek a jólövetni magam. És te meg itt maradj, özvegyen, ezt akarod?
Minek jöttél vissza, Will? Postoposan. Úgy éreztem, vissza kell jönnöm, mert nekem most itt a helyem. Szerintem ez nem a mi dolgunk. Intézz el a rendőrbíró.
Gary Cooper, Grace Kelly, Oscar hétvége sorozatunkban vasárnap este, délidő.
Quest'uomo cerca ancora dopo 10 anni la sua moglie.
Mindenki keres valamit.
Mit keres?
Hát egy Goldonit.
Az olasz rendező egy ki nem adott kéziratot.
Egy színdarab. Egy darab, ami sehol sem jelent meg.
A francia színésznő lelke Párizsban hagyott nyugalmát.
Vele éltem, mikor Párizsban laktam.
Tudod, sosem felejtettelek el.
A szálak összefonódnak, és ki tudja, hogy ki hol mit talál. Ki tudja? Márciusban az M2 műsorán.